You make it, we play it. It's the Mad Love Mix. QSJ Radio. Follow QSJ on all social media platforms for updates, content, and because I said so.
Serving up the line, we getting pounds pushed through. And my OG stay moving, all that work we don't lose. And them niggas pissed, cause we really running up the bag. If you really ask, posted on the north, getting cash. Go ahead and try some, you the first one going down. All my niggas crashing out, everybody wanna ride. Ain't nobody taking chances, everybody going slide. Ain't nobody taking chances, everybody going slide. Trash steady jumping. Sneaks, they beating down his fucking street. Gotta hit my plug and tell him that I need 1,000 P's. Homies looking crazy, every 30 do 100 P's.
Trap steady jumping, pound steady coming. Phone steady buzzing, gotta make me something. Trap steady jumping, pound steady coming. Phone steady buzzing, gotta make me something. Cause I'm trapped out, cause I'm trapped out. Cause I'm trapped out, cause I'm trapped out. Phone steady jumping, pound steady
Shout out to everybody listening. Tune in to QSJRadio.com. Yes, I'm artist. Got the homies. King Fats, Fats King, Chris. Bro, what are we calling you?
King Fats. King Fats. They know what it is. It's your boy King Fats, man. Harrisburg, PA. Y'all know how I'm coming, man.
Hey, yo. Big shout out to everybody listening. That was Trapezoid, right? Sound like that? I couldn't.
It's Trap Bonanza, because we going crazy over here.
Yeah, definitely crazy, because I heard it, and I was like, damn, like, that's some real, like, early 2000s South shit, but I could fuck with it, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, like, it's dated. I'm saying that shit is fire.
I got you. I get what you're saying.
But big shout out to everybody listening. King Fats in the building. We're going to start with one question. Why King Fats? What's with the name?
Well, see, everybody in my hood called me Fat Boy, you feel me? So it started with Fat Boy. And then my homie was just like Fats, you know what I'm saying? So it went from that to Fats, you know what I'm saying? And I became an artist. And I just was thinking, like, when I come out on stage, Fats just sounds too plain for me, you feel me? So I love when they be like, King Fats is coming to the stage because I'm coming to take over your stage. So it's like, what, when I get an email, good morning, King, it just sounds so much better. It sounds like that I'm already royalty. And I mean, you in my presence, it's not my greatness. So I thought I'd look at it.
Big shout out to that. Shout out to everybody listening. Thank you guys so much for everybody that is tuned in currently right now. We are in the building with self-proclaimed King Fat out of Harrisburg, PA. Now, I've been there. I drove past there. It's been incredible. But how was that growing up there? And did you start there or was it somewhere else?
I started here. This is where I've been at. Like, I travel, but that's my city. This is where I grew up at. I'm from the north side of Harrisburg. I mean, yeah, this is where I'm at with it. This is where I I'm trying to get up out of here, turn this music up for the city. But it's a lot of talent here, though. I love my city. Like, we different.
Yo, I want to give a shout out. Dios, que Dios de la bandilla, right? In the chat right now, we got a raid of 11. Thank you guys so much. We got, what was that? Nova, thank you so much for the raid. For everybody that just came in here and you don't know what's going on, this is QSJ Radio. We do live interviews. This is our guest right here, King Fats. We're talking about his music. You'll see links in the chat if you guys stay around for that. Shout out to King Fats. You just brought a big raid over here, so shout out to that. And we're talking about his big debut, basically, or re-debut, right? We talked about something. It was like a halt to something, but we won't get into that. If you guys want to chill, thank you so much for the raid, so much. But I got to get back to this interview real quick. So all started here in Harrisburg, but when was it that hip hop was something that you wanted to do, and did you start off like that?
It's crazy because, like, I've been into music videos since I was a kid. Like, I was always into, like, VH1 pop-ups and all that. Like, I grew up into that. So, like, that's what got me into music. And not even that. My mom being a country music, she loved that. Like, I love music. It always, something about music used to just click with me. Now, I used to try to rap. Everybody used to tell me, shut up. That ain't working. But I just kept going. And I kept going. And now, like, the people that tell me shut up is the ones like, yo, I'm proud of you. Like, you stole that. You, like, persistence is key, bro. You just got to keep going. And music just is, now it's in my life, 100%. Whatever I do, I love it.
Yo, big shout out to that. Shout out to everybody listening. I'm definitely not one to try to wait to impress people. So shout out to that too, because, you know, and I know that you're not probably sitting there waiting for people to finally accept you, but you probably were trying to tell them, like, I was really doing this. I was really out here really doing this, and y'all didn't take me serious. So the serious part is, for artists is different. It sometimes it's like going to the studio for the first time, doing your first interview, maybe your first video. When was it for you that you took it serious, other than, you know, doing the beatbox on the table or freestyling in front of people?
When I took it serious, when I flew to Florida and performed, I was a hype man. First of all, I was a hype man. We had a group. It was a group of us. You feel me? Like, I wasn't. When I first started doing music, I was the breadwinner. So I try to fund a lot of things. You feel me? Like, I was just that guy. I just wanted to make sure everybody had what they need. We had shows, be there. I'm a help. You feel me? I'm that guy. But I love music, and my confidence wasn't where it needed to be. But I flew to this club in Florida called Cleo's.
Okay.
And I'm doing, like, hype man, like, ad-libs, turning up. And I felt that energy, and I felt that high. And it was just like, bro, I could do this. I can do this for real. And then I just came back home and told everybody, like, yo, I'm going to turn up. I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to show I can do this for real. And I just drove me.
So, you know, for me, you know, I'm looking at this and it's like, you seeing people success, you making sure that they held, you know, you held it down for them. I know that got to be a learning curve, because there had to be times where they didn't do the same for you. Right?
Fast. Multiple times. I don't be tripping.
You don't be... Listen, I'm unforgivable.
I don't. It's no need, because, listen, I do things out the kindness of my heart. And I know at the end of the day, I still... Even though I might not got the full benefit from it, I got something from it. If it wasn't a connect, if it wasn't a new model I met, if it wasn't a DJ, a photographer, I picked wherever I went. I made sure I got something from it, so it wasn't like I got nothing. You feel me? Yeah. And I still got relationships with all those people. Till this day, now they see the growth. It ain't that kid that just did ad-libs on stage. Now I'm really taking over the stage, and I'm really showing them this is what I want to do.
You know, it's real cool. And if you guys are just tuning in, we on the air right now with King Fats. We're talking about his come up and what was his turn to take his artistry, not only in a solo way, but performance way. You already had the stage presence. For that first time that you did one of your own songs, how was that feeling? Do you have it recorded? Like, I gotta realize, because you probably looked at the old video, if you have it, or thought about it and said, damn, I really came up.
Listen, I walked in there scared as hell. Like, bro, I'm by myself. All my homies is locked up at this point. This is everybody I was with going. I got to do it. I had to hold the torch. So I'm like, let me go in there and just do my best. And I did. I messed up a couple times. Breathing was off. I was everywhere, but I did it. I got through it and I was happy. So it was like, even though I was nervous, I did it. And I just showed that I could do something that I never thought I could do. And that's performing in front of people. So.
So let me ask, because I mean, I said something earlier and I didn't catch this, but, you know, you come off as somebody who's probably, from a different part of town. So, I don't want to say what's your nationality, because born and raised in PA, I mean, you American, let's get serious. But, what's your ethnicity?
Well, I just found out I'm Nigerian and European. I never knew my father. So I always thought that I was Hispanic. You feel me? I ain't gonna lie. My birth certificate.
Yo.
Listen.
You was walking around here. Which Hispanic, though? Like.
Yeah, but like, okay. But I thought I was literally like Domingo Reyes on my birth certificate type time. Mama, who this man? Who this man? But you know, coming from the hood. Some things they just don't tell you. You just got to live with it. So I don't know my pops, but I had to do a DNA test and I figured out Nigerian and European.
Nigerian and European. So you just a mutt that knows a little bit of lingo. Okay.
Just a little bit.
That's what's up. We got some people in the chat that's saying, hey, yo, I'm Puerto Rican and Nigerian here. We got some people like, you know, they doing their thing. You know, they. And then, you know, if you guys want, please give me the demographics of where you guys at. I did see somebody in the chat say that they was their birthday. Happy birthday, Nova. Thank you for bringing your community over here to chat with us as we get to this, at these music. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little break and then we're going to talk about what's going on with you now. Maybe even talk about this halt that you had, and how did you get inspired to come back to it? But we're going to give a new single out right here. It's called Tonight's Vibe. I just dropped the YouTube. If you guys please go ahead, check out the YouTube, subscribe, check, you know, do all that because, man, it's crazy. It's crazy out here. This one right here is called Tonight's Vibe on QSJRadio.com.
All right, it's like 3 days ago. I'm just rocking with you. I'm just rocking with you all night long. I just love how you really put that shit on. I just see you two step. I'm rocking with you, shorty, all night long. I love how you really put that shit on. I see it, you vibing, you living in the moment, you living in the moment. I'm rocking with you, shorty, all night.
My man said this was recorded 3 days ago. I just muted his ass so he don't talk over it. 3 days ago. Who want to know what this song is about? Let me know in the chat. Didn't I say I just muted you? Shout out to everybody listening. Tune in to QSJRadio.com. I'm the unsigned artist. Yo, for real, that shit is fire. Tonight's vibe. So there's a few lines in there, man, that makes me wanna figure out what's this song about 3 days ago that you sent it straight to us. So shout out to that. But what's going on in this song?
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I've been doing mad 5-hour sessions in the studio for like the last month. And I was tired as hell. And I don't know, the beat caught me. And it's just what I felt. You feel me? It just brought me to that vibe. Like, I don't know. It's just we living in the moment. I just want to make certain songs. I don't want to be known just for drill music or this love. Let's go to the club a little bit. Because I know what it feels like to go in there just to have a good time. And that's what I wanted this song. And I don't know. It just came out. Like, I literally made that song 20 minutes. Oh God, freestyle, no written, because I don't write. This is all off the top.
Okay.
And I had to find a way to catch the beat because it was so fast. I don't even rap that fast, but I did for that moment. And it just was working. I said, oh, we got something. I like this. Let's go. And it just worked. You feel me? It worked.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely came out of the passion. That's what I feel when people, you know, they don't write and they go in there. It's just passion. And that's love, because it's not like you ain't got good cadence. It's not like the songs ain't fire. People are going crazy. Emojis are going nuts. One girl says she's twerking, but I know her. She's hurting. I apologize, gay mama. No, I love you. But I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I can't do that. She's trying. But big shout out to everybody listening. Tune in to QSJRadio.com. So this is kind of like a... I mean, I don't want to assume too much, but this is kind of like a get back on track type of position you're putting yourself in right now, right? There was like a halt going on. What happened?
Relationship, like, I just felt like I was more focused on trying to put that in the right position than my dreams, and I couldn't really make music like I wanted to. Like, I couldn't go in there just, I thought I lost it. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I was like really so focused on trying to be the best man for somebody who wasn't worth that. So it kind of got me off my tilt. And then when I got out of it, I just told everybody, I told my producer, I said, listen, I gotta get back in there and I gotta figure this out. And as I got in there, it just started rolling. Emotions start pouring. I start coming up with content. Everything I've been wanting to talk about. I don't got nothing to talk about right now. Like, my therapy session is like over.
My therapy session is over.
I tell people it's therapy for me. Like, I'm going there to do 5-hour session, come up with 4 or 5 decent songs, probably 2-3 with a hook. You know what I'm saying? I play around when I'm in there. I create vibes and just different things. Like, I contact artists in my city all the time. Like, bro, let's work. I got a 5-hour session. You ain't got to pay for it. Pull up. You feel me? Like, let's make something. Like, it's just, I don't know. I'm in that mode right now. I'm in that mode.
That's a few. Yeah. Go ahead, my bad.
Yeah. I just need to be out there. Like, I just need to let people know. Like, I just be feeling like sometimes people really forget. Like, I drop 10 videos in a year. Like, I push myself. Like, my city's not that big. So I have to go 10 times harder than a city that got more motion. I got to show people, like, I really want this. Like, I can't half-step it. So when I did take that time off, I got people asking, what's going on? Where you been at? Then the third. Like, so I know people looking for me. It's just, I took that time off, but now they ain't got to look because I'm about to really.
So if you guys are just tuning in, King Facts is just, he just admitted, which a lot of artists don't, which I appreciate that you did that and gave us that transparency, that the relationship halted everything. And it got him to a bitter place, right? A bitter place. And now he's out of it. So I got a few comments in the chat. Merkum12 is an artist. He's like, as an artist, allow yourself to fail just to get in there, right? He was talking about that studio and getting back in there and stuff like that. Also mentioned that the song is a vibe. If you didn't know, the song is a vibe. Okay, it's tonight's vibe. You know what I'm saying? It's tonight's vibe. We out there. So amazing content, everything. If you guys really check it, the track record is amazing. It goes back a few years. But now we on to this time frame. This time frame is a post-pandemic type of time frame. Things have changed. Almost everything is done online. Everything has just changed dramatically in the last 3 to 4 years, within not only society, but within the industry on not only how people see it, but how much content is actually getting in people's hands, literally. How do you think this is going to help you? Or is it this a distraction? Is it hard to comprehend what's going on? Because for me, I'm getting really tired that I got to be online 24/7 in order to be moving.
I actually like it. It's actually easier. It's a little complicated because I did come from CDs to this virtual world. You feel me? Like, I jumped. Like, I swear the first mixtape I ever did was on a CD. Because that's like when I first dropped, that's when it was. You feel me? We were still pumping CDs, $5. You feel me? I was still doing it. That was like only what? But I only been doing music like 10 years, but 5 years consecutively. So it only felt like a 7 year span that shit disappeared. So like I had to jump, learn how to get on this internet, start learning all these different like mixtape series where I can get streams and downloads. Shout out to International Wig. That's one of the DJs that, helped me out. Like I was hitting 100,000 streams on Spotify, not Spotify, but Spinderella, Dat Piff.
Yeah,
I had to learn all that. You feel me? I had to get over there and learn all that. And I had certain cheap people that taught me, but I like it because it is easier to get out there. If you just got to be more consistent. You really just got to be in their face. Yeah, it could be overwhelming, but if this is what you want, ain't no time to take no days off. I could be at work and I'm a TikTok real quick and make this quick little video of me doing something. Cause it's like, yeah, I got 5 minutes, so let me do that. You feel
you,
me?
You
like,
really so do be on it. You really be doing on it. You be on it,
bro. I'm really like, bro, like, but I even work jobs. Like when I do work jobs in my city, I probably been fired from every job. Let me just let y'all know that now, and I don't even care because I get a new job every week. You feel me? So, but I literally go to that job with the intentions. I'm not staying here. I got a dream to chase. I just need a couple of dollars to get my family straight and keep going. That's what I do. But the people that I be around, they motivate me. From drive-throughs, from anywhere I work, this city just love me. They just push me.
That's love, man. You know, a lot of people just wake up in the morning believing their city hates them. And that's not the case with you, which is amazing. So I can only imagine when the merch comes out. I can only imagine when the push comes out, when the songs are out there that, you know, of reliability. It wasn't easy getting there, was it?
Mm-mm. Nothing was easy for real.
Winning the love of the city is legendary shit.
The people here, like they, one thing about me, I'm just different, bro. Like I just see people for who they are. I want to see people win. I keep it honest. I be myself. And besides this music, I'm really a nigga that's out there. People see me on a day-to-day basis. It's not like I'm just some guy that's rapping and just trying to make a way. No, I really want people to win. So when people around me, they love me for that. Like they know I'm a humble person. I give my last. I've definitely paid for music videos in the city that I'm not even in. And I just wanted to see somebody win. I took people to the studio and I wasn't even recording. That's what gets the love I get. You know
that's,
what I'm saying?
That's like love.
I'm genuinely just that guy that wants to see people win, but I want to win too. So as I'm going hard, if you come over here with me a little bit, let me show you what I'm doing a little bit. Maybe you can go farther than me. And now we went together. So that's just why people love me, because I really throw that anchor out there every time. Like, let's connect. Let's try to do it. And I'm here to support. Even that's just a phone call for getting music. Mental health is real. So I talk to a lot of artists on a regular basis just about stuff like that. We just help each other build. And that's why the city really was stressed.
That's what's up. Big shout out to everybody listening. Tune in to QSJRadio.com. You are here on the air with us, King Fats. Out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So the farthest place that you probably performed at, I know you mentioned Florida, and where's other places that you have had the opportunity to perform, and have you had the opportunity to open up for anyone?
The farthest out of here, Florida was the farthest. I mean, Baltimore, Philly, New York, and all through my region, I performed. Like, that's it. Like, and I branched out. That's, like, the hardest. I haven't opened up for anybody. But I'm on that because I'm tired of that, too. That's another thing. Reason why I'm really back out the gate. Like, it's too many people coming here. in my city, bringing people, and they forgot who I turn stuff off for real. Like, I don't give y'all half shows. I give you a show. I give you that same energy, that rapper you want to come here, I'm going to give you that. And my whole set going to be designed to make sure that. So I think some people be playing my name. And that's another reason why I had to step out the light. Like, I had to stop playing. Like, let me get out this dark space. And y'all got to know, bro, my consistency is too crazy. So that's one thing I haven't did yet is perform for, like, open up for artists. But I'm working on it. And I'm working on trying to get more shows.
Ooh. I'm catching. Remember I warned you about a few things? I'm catching you. Oh, big shout to everybody listening. Tune in to QSJRadio.com, King Fats. We're going to go ahead and I'm sure that you could probably hear this, but I want to show people some of the music videos that you got. I'm going to go to YouTube right now and I'm going to go flip after flip. Real quick, I'm gonna show that real quick, and then we'll come back, and then we're gonna talk about what we expect in the future of your grind and things like that. We're definitely gonna try to keep our mouths out of politics, but I hear you talking politics. So
go to Polaroid.
Polaroid? Oh, you want specifics? This is what we
go
doing?
To Polaroid. Because flip at the flip was on some, like, I bought a camera and I really tried to flip at the flip.
Oh, the HD shit?
You know what I'm saying? That joint was on some let's play around and work with some. Let's go to Polaroid. Shout out to Louis Visual.
Yeah, I got you right now.
Hey, are you going to that party tonight? Who's all going to be there? I don't know. Maybe Lexi, Taryn. Yeah.
It's okay. That sounds dope.
All right. Lyft or Uber?
Lyft, of course.
Okay, good. I hate Uber.
Yes.
Oh, man. Somebody just hit me up. Time to go get this money.
Yes, sir. Where do you want to go? Oh, all right. Ladies, too. Yes,
yeah, that movie going. I see you.
You ready for the flip?
Oh, well, you ain't got to be like that. But, yeah, get up in this car. I have to turn up.
Hey. Text them and let them know we're on our way.
All right. Let's see here.
Can we get some music in here?
Right?
Oh, I want to hear some music.
Yeah.
I know I'm like the hottest rapper in the city, right?
Yeah, isn't everybody.
Right? What? Is that trying to play me? All right, we're about to get a crack in here. Let me Bluetooth real quick.
I don't think you're a rapper at all.
Shit.
Everyone's a rapper these days.
Yeah, that's what they all saying. Everybody's a model, but we're not going to get into it. So, all right.
Yeah, I had time that day.
Shawty, show me all the angles, click, click. Cause I just know you gon' do something nasty for me. Cause I just know you gon' do something nasty for me. Click, click, show me all them different angles. Click, click, show me all them different angles. Click, click, show me all them different angles. I just know you gon' do something nasty.
She said she finna pull up, she ready to do something nasty. She down a fucking night. Oh yeah, this shit about to be right. Oh yeah, I got a bad light skin. Oh yeah, she got a twin. We about to get it in. Oh yeah, yeah. Come on and show me all them different type of angles. Spin it over, let me slap it from the back. You cannot handle. Oh, this shit about to get real exclusive. Hope you down with this dumb shit, cause you know that I do this. I need a lot of freaky bitches, I don't need one, no. I'm a big nigga, so I like to fuck a lot, bro. And get shorty with the shit, so I'ma pick her up. Have to slide through this bitch, oh, oh. If you shorty with the shit, no, I'ma pick her up quick. I'ma scare her off, cause she down to blow a lot of dick. I ain't stopping her no way, she just fucking with the gang. And she bout to get lit, we ain't stopping none of this, oh, no. Shawty, show me all the angles, click, click. Shawty, show me all the angles, click, click. Cause I just know you gon' do something nasty for me. Cause I just know you gon' do something nasty for me. Click, click, show me all them different angles. Click, click, show me all them different angles. Click, click, show me all them different angles. Cause I just know you gon' do something nasty for me. Like the camera's about to get lit, ayy. She like to fuck a ball, she ain't never gonna switch, yeah. If she ain't the nasty one, she get cut quick. Cause I got a lot of holes in the line.
Got that Polaroid on that YouTube. gonna hit that in that chat so you guys can go stream that real quick and definitely hit up the comments. Subscribe of all that. You already know the vibe. So Polaroid looks like it was, you know, in somebody else's hands. You know, things that you wanted, obviously, and but the director took his place. I feel like it was one of those things. That experience to let somebody control or have a little bit more leverage on your visuals, that had to be an experience too, because a lot of people, you know, they just don't want people touching whatever it is they're trying to make.
Yeah. I mean, working with Louis, man, is like the greatest thing ever. Like, he's one of the greatest directors out here. Shout out to Louis. Like, he's dope. So it's like working with him, he brings every video to life, and it's like magic every time. You know, it's never no question with Louis. So, like, shout out to him. And I like, when they come to videos, I truly try to direct everything myself before I go to these video directors. Like, I try to literally show them my dream, my vision, so that they can feed off that. That's what I do most of the time.
Big shout out to everybody listening. Tune in to QSJ Radio. I got some people on the Instagram that says, been a really long time since I've seen someone with so much fire run that grind up. So that comes from my boy Kratos out of Texas.
Hey.
I've been to Texas. That's just fire. Don't tell nobody.
Listen, when I was in Miami, Texas, they love me. I met this couple. They've been supporting my music grind ever since, bro. I support Texas. They support me. I love them. Like, real rap.
For everybody that's just tuning in, we got the homie King Fats in the building. He just found out that he's Nigerian and European. He's been spending his whole life calling himself Suavemente Besame. he probably even tried to learn. I know he was probably, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, shout out to the Roots. And I know that probably was like really, really crazy to find out. But, you know, I think you could pass for all human race. I'm not going front. You can pull it off.
That thing smoking.
Yeah. Don't get gas, man. Don't get gas.
I'm the best thing smoking.
Yeah. So, like, I know something we talked about behind the scenes, and I'm sure that you're a very, very proud dad. Doing this profession, and of course taking care of family and the kids, you know, some of that thing is stressful. So, like, what do you consider some of the best things you do outside of the music?
Man, I do a lot of amazing things. Like you said, being there for my kids, like my son and my goddaughter, my niece, being there for them, traveling, taking them places, just trying to be involved, showing them a better way, you know, try to get involved with the community. Whatever I could do for real, I'm a really involved individual, a lot of people besides music. So I just try to stay focused and keep moving every day, you know?
Yo, I'm going to have to get on you. I have to get on you, Chris. I have to. These are going to be personal fucking questions, right? And the reason is not only because of the way we talk, because I've been following your ground for a long time, all right? So my thing is, you stopped for a relationship, but you come out as if you never had one, all right? I got a problem with that. I got a problem with that because this day and age, no one's trying to do what you're trying to do. I'm not saying follow a wave. I'm saying the wave is over of what you're trying to do. Tell me why you feel like it's going to be too vulnerable for you to put your feelings on wax. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out why we don't have that kind of coming from you. Why do you feel like
you do? Oh, I got it. I got it for sure. I got a song called Broken. It's done everything. It's going to explain everything from first, second verse. I got it. Like, I already did that. That was last session.
Okay. That's fine. But the thing is like, we not a show that is going to keep it all gang and shit, because for real, like, people go through shit, right? And I appreciate how much you are community bound. But what I realized also is that there's kind of issues that you're having with certain people that are in a position in the community. So what's up with that friendship?
I mean, you know how I go, man. Being out in the streets, I'm like, I have certain problems with certain people just over petty little reasons, bro. Like, and it can knock blessings or it can't. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. Like,
I mean, but you already know, right? But you already know that. So I'm gonna tell you right now, yes, you are one of the hottest people coming out of your city. The problem is you don't want to go certain ways that other people did. And the fucking thing is, like, why? Like, all you got to do is test it out, see if it works for you, and walk the fuck off.
Yeah, you right. I mean, and that's the funny thing is I'm real hard-headed and stubborn. I always follow my own path. I'm my own man. I always feel like I can do it. You know what I'm saying? If I take their path, I feel like I'm following their footsteps, which sometimes there's nothing wrong with that, but I just really want to create my own path, my own lane, and people be like, yeah, he did that. You know what I'm saying? And it makes things harder, for sure. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I could find...
I mean, what path, though? This is the problem, right? I want to tell you, this is all love. I'm not trying to get at you for craziness or because you put in your own stop on your system. But the thing is what is your way? I'm gonna tell you something right now that I've learned. Did you know that Walmart is a copycat? Did you know that every single thing that they have done, they have taken from whoever and enhanced it? And the problem is you're such a people person and you want to see so many people succeed, but then there's a boundary you have. And the boundary is keeping you from getting out of the box that you feel like you're in. You got the vibe, the cadence, the look. Let's get serious, okay? Not a lot of people could just be like, yo, what's his nationality? You're going to be invited to every fucking parade, okay? You're good. But the thing is, it's like at the end of the day, you just keep telling me how much you do for people. But what the fuck about you?
Yeah, I know that's a big problem with me. I just talked to my, I was talking to my girl the other day about this. Like literally, I got it. Like I got to start focusing on myself more. I've been doing that for so long, worried about everybody else. I got to focus on Fats and what Fats needs. You know what I'm saying? And I know that's very important. So,
but that's the only thing that is important. You know how long you've been doing this shit, putting people on? The shit don't come back. I tell you right now, thousands of artists came through the show. 20 years, I think I've been doing this shit. 20 years. No one, 2, 3, 4, 5 people that will cycle back out of thousands. You're not going to get it. So if you're not understanding, you're the only enhancement you need. You got the shorty that you could talk to, right? You didn't have that before. You got the shorty you could talk to about this shit, listening, giving a little bit of feedback, not too much, right? Because the not too much means you're trying to direct my shit. And that's the part where as a man, right? Let's not get into this man shit because it's going to get crazy. The man is going to say, that's too much. All I need you to do is listen, right? But you don't have those conversations no more. The shit is real. You're getting the feedback you want. So you're good on a stable situation. So now you got to be incredibly selfish when you walk out the door and it has your fucking, stage name on it. Because this is a business. This shit is fire. This shit is fire. But you know what's crazy? You didn't even have to let me know through an email. You didn't have to let me know through this talk. You just stay in your city. And I don't know if you notice, but fuck that city. And I'm not saying it like you don't need a mural up there and shit like that. But if these motherfuckers are not giving you the Amtrak ticket, they're not giving you the flyer miles, they're not doing exactly what you said, they bring in mad people and your name is not on the list, that's a problem. Fuck the city. I'm not saying, yo, Harrisburg, I love ya. I'm telling, all right? You got that one traffic light. I love it. But the thing, But the thing is, you.
I'm on your ass. Don't worry. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I know you better go in. It's all good. But the thing is like, listen, man, I'm all for the love of the city. But damn, did anybody give you a shot at teaching the kids, Board of Education, being a gym teacher? You know what I'm saying? When people really believe in somebody that's doing something like that, they will just bring you into all these openings. And the thing is, it's like you keep giving too much to people and you out here stressed the fuck out. You got hits. I'm going to tell you that shit right now. I know right now that these songs, they're going to be heard on our top 100. I already know. This is not me gas you and all this other dumb shit. I already know. I'm waiting for video. I'm waiting for the breakdown tracks. I'm waiting for all that shit. I see you vibing. I see you grinding. But if you keep putting that city on your back, your knees, they're going to hurt.
Facts. I get what you're saying 100%. 100%. And I mean, that's why I'm in this mode right now, because I feel like I'm over it. And I'm ready for that. I'm ready to go. Like, I can't keep being stagnant. Every time I go to a show here, it's just like, I've done that. I'm over this, bro. It's like, I can't do it no more. I love my city. I try to put as much, you know, like I said, like you said it best. Like, I've done it, all I can do. But now it's really time for me to go there and show them, like, yeah, this is what it was supposed to be from the get-go.
So I'm gonna ask you a question. And I know it might be a little kind of fucked up because it's almost as if I'm asking you if you regret something. But has there been a time that you said, I should have never spent that much money on these people?
A lot of time.
So when you think about that shit, right? Not for nothing. The money was going to get spent. All right? Another thing that I always tell people, and I try so hard because I know that you understand there's investments involved in this. Money's fake. All right? Is a fucking mental technology. There's nothing real about it. If you put that into your perception, it's always going to come to you. For some fucking reason, that's how it has been done for me. So you can give whatever the people feel like their sense of value is towards a service, towards something, this, and you give people their dues because it takes a lot to learn a lot of the things that people do. I get it. But right now, Fats, I'm telling you, I already talked to you behind the scenes. I already know what I'm going to hand to you. And I said, you know, keep it in the schedule, right? I'm not going to give too much details because there's a bunch of people in this motherfucking chat right now that I don't like. I don't like y'all. I don't even know why y'all in here. For real. Let them. I don't like y'all. Y'all really out here. You know what I'm saying? Chill. But anyways, before I get into my emotional shit, because I'm a emotional dude, whatever. I want you to succeed, and you need to roll out. I know you did the trips here, the Florida here, blah blah, visit family. I mean, you got some hits, and if they all coming from a place of failure, people need to hear that. You could save somebody's life. You probably have already. All that mental health shit that you're talking, I can't imagine those conversations. This is probably teardrops, all that shit, blah, blah. Let's talk over it over pepperoni. I love pepperoni. So,
they nasty.
Yo, oh my God. Yo, don't. We're not getting into this food shit either, bro. Let me stop that.
Yeah, we can get onto it because I'm fat. They call me fat. I've been up your way. I was just at Stone Pizza not too long ago. I was just around your way.
Oh, no. Oh, big shout out to everybody. Listen, I appreciate that you you let me go in like that. But what's coming up? What's coming up for King Fats? What do you see in the next 3 months, maybe the rest of the year coming up, and what should we look for?
Well, just be looking for a lot of new videos coming out from me. I want to drop at least 2-3 new EPs. I already got all the music ready to go. As you see, I have way too much music. It has to get out there. So I'm probably going to drop like 3 EPs this year, at least try to drop 5 videos this year. and focus on getting shows. That's all I want this year is shows. I don't want nothing else. I just want to be able to perform everywhere. That's it. That's all I care about. And getting my face out there as much as I can, jumping on these podcasts, linking up with people that are doing big things. Like, that's just my whole goal this year. Nothing else. Like, I really want to lock in with people that are making moves that I can get this name, my brand, myself up out of here in better positions. Because I know I have a lot to talk about besides music. So I just know I just need to get in the right rooms. Like, and I want to get into acting, too. So that's something I've been doing. Like,
acting. Yeah. I was like, okay, I can see him doing some acting. I can see that.
Like, but I try to incorporate that in most of my videos. That's why it's hard for me to shoot music videos, because it's like, I don't want to do run and go videos all the time. I like acting because I like to express what I'm talking about. Like, sometimes you might not get what I'm saying just by me rapping it, but if I can give you a visual, that gives you more of an understanding. So I try to make all my videos like that. So that's usually my goal when it comes to those videos. Every video, I try to give you a strong concept.
So definitely that I know that there's things that you want to do this year. What I'm going to do is behind the scenes, I'm going to give you some resources so you could just go. I'm not no middleman. So I'm going to give you resources. I expect motherfuckers to go to the store, right? I don't want the feedback. You do whatever you want with these resources. They're current. They're not fucking back in the day. And they're just pieces of advice, because this is what we do here at QSJ Radio, home to the unsigned artists. And if your goal is to be signed, then we're going to find a way for you to do that shit, too. You know what I'm saying? So what are some areas? Because I know that you mentioned being in podcasts and things like that. Let's say one of the songs go crazy, TikTok famous type of shit, and people are reaching out to you. What are some of those places that you would love to sit down and have conversations with? What's a specific podcast?
Truth be told, $1 Million with the Game is like one of my favorite podcasts, truth be told. Like, because I fool Wallow and I fool Gilly, because I feel like that's two people I can relate to. Like, I understand Wallow when he's talking about reform, and I understand that I come from the streets. Gilly, I'm down with the joking and goofiness. Like, I feel like I can get a lot out being in their podcast. So that's like one of my favorite podcasts for
real. Yeah, that's a real, real lovely area to be, man. That's Pennsylvania's own. So shout out to y'all. Y'all got a different love. I don't know how the fuck y'all got that kind of love for each other, because, you know, I'm from NY, and if we from a different borough, we don't fuck with each other. That's crazy. But y'all from a big ass state, and y'all got a lot of history, and for some reason, y'all love each other. It's crazy.
We got love.
For NFL seasons, we won't mention that because everybody hate each other. I mean, my kid's godfather, I hate that motherfucker during the season. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yo, don't even. Oh my God. We cannot be shut the
Who's your team?
I don't watch football.
Oh, okay.
It's the Giants, bro. But, you know, I can't say it. Like, doesn't feel
it hard to say. Like, just say it slow, John.
It's facts. So, I know we talked a lot. We talked about the upbringing. We talked about the halt and the comeback year. I don't want to say comeback because it wasn't too long that you were gone. But the grind is different. It's heavy. It's very, very dedicated. But if people want to watch this whole thing go, what can they find you at?
I mean, you can follow me on IG. You can definitely follow me on Facebook. You know, like, and I have my own fan page on Facebook as well. TikTok, same thing, King Fats on TikTok. You can follow me there. Or if you're in the local area, you just pull up on me. I'll be outside. You come see me.
Yo, so I got a question, because I've seen some people in here and they kind of bugged me out and I didn't want to, you know, say something. But I think that this is something that is familiar to you, because you mentioned two places. How were you during the Facebook and Instagram blackout today?
I lost my mind. I thought it was over. I thought it was all bad. I thought somebody from my Nigerian country said today was the day they hacked my shit and Fats is over. Like, I built my platform on Facebook a little too, like, to the point where I'm like, I've done that on there. And it's like, I purchased that already. So please don't take that from me. IG, you can scratch that. I could build that 100 ways from Sundays because I feel like that's not even where I needed to be. So if that would happen, I wouldn't care.
Look.
But Facebook, yeah. No.
And I appreciate that. You know why? Because people don't understand that there are business ways that they use these platforms. And for people to black out and feel like, oh my God, yes, he lost his mind. I felt like your cousin did hack me today. And I'm not gonna front. I did. And I go to school for this shit. I go to school for this shit. So I'm sitting there like, ooh, I'ma get this motherfucker. And nah, they got me. You know what I'm saying? I had to wait. I don't give a fuck.
Listen, what's so crazy? I was up to like 4 a.m. going through instrumentals. I was on Facebook. So what the hell happened? I thought I pressed something last night that I hit a spam. Was I trying to be nasty and click the wrong link?
Like, yeah. I thought it was done. I thought we were done. But I'm proud that you are good. You know what I'm saying? I really do believe that regardless of what happened, yes, I understand that the build was a long time, that you probably would have got all that back. I really do believe that. And I do believe in what you got going on right now. It's crazy. I can't wait to see it go, to talk to you later on in the year. If you want, you can do that. And you know, it's springtime, bro. So festival season is started. So
I need to get on the festivals too. That's another thing, yo. Dang. I need to be on the festivals. Like, I need to rock out wherever the hell a stage at. I don't care if it's a Kentucky in the back of the bar, baby. Bring me there because I'm gonna tear that shit up. I don't care if it's three or four people. Watch me have them people love me before the night's over. Like, I come to conquer and destroy. Like, I tell them I'm the king of all kings at every stage. I'm representing and I'm coming in there with all different flavors like a buffet, baby. We go rock out. That's what I do.
Yo, man, mad love to you. Thank you so much for coming on the air. One more question. I know you've been doing this thing for a long time. And, you know, there's been the on and offs. But you met new people on the way. And I could tell that you really care about people's come up. What are some of the advice that you give the up and coming artists, even business people or whatever, on their travels?
And what I tell people is dedicate your craft, really love your craft. You know, this is what you want to do. Make sure you put that bag behind your craft. Push yourself. Know that anything that you do, I don't care if you're going through something, find a way to continue to love your craft. That's just it. Always love you. Love what you're doing because it's hard when you get discouraged because I know a lot of places where we come from, it's like we never know when we're going to make our, you know, get our chance, but you got to keep going. Keep the love for the music. And that's what I always tell people. Love it. Keep grinding and you're going to make it. That's it.
Yo, King, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you something you could do. All right. Tag me. Even if you hating on me, you know what I'm saying? Like, tag me. Don't be the motherfucker. Don't do that. Just tag me. Hit the highlight, the follower. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in the comments. I'm going to definitely follow the vibe. You know, if you, like I said, you know, you can always reach out. Yo, this shit look good. This shit look funny. You know, I'll do my investigation for you and get back to you as soon as I can. Yeah, man, shout out to you, to the family. Stay healthy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you got allergies, but get that Claritin clear. You know?
It's kind of stuffy around these parts. I'm going to get into it, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, this porky pie has been trying it all season, y'all. This porky pie has been trying it all season. Like, y'all see a porky pie with a headband? That's this nigga. Like, we not even going to get into it. I try to live. Oh, like he part of like the Goof Troops, you know them back in the day. He looked like he represent for them right now. Like, nah, I'm gonna cut it out. See, I told you I didn't want to go there, but right?
Yo, I'm here for you. Let's go. I'm recording. I'll give you the content.
I'm true to this. Like, this ain't no, like, yeah. I've been fat my whole life. You think you're going to try this? I'm with all of it.
Man, I'm here for all the love. Shout out to you. Shout out to the family. And, you know, whenever you need us, let us know, man.
Facts, man. I appreciate it, man. Y'all stay blessed, man. Shout out to everybody in the comments that's rocking with me, man. Like I said, y'all go follow me. King Fats everywhere. And I'm dropping a lot of stuff. So rock with me because I'm definitely going to show y'all what I'm doing.
Yo, thank you so much, everybody. Thank you so much in the chat. Porky Pine with a headband. That's all he got. That was corny as shit. Yo, we can't do this light skin on light skin crime, man. They already after us, okay? We can't do this. They already after us, okay? We good. All right. Fam, thank you so much, King Fats. If you guys please follow him on that IG, on that TikTok, on that Facebook page. Definitely want to, you know, check out his new songs that he's going to. I can't wait for that Broken to get released. I'm not even going to front. I'm not even going to front. Oh, I'm ready. I promise I won't send it anywhere. I got you.
I got you. Slide through. I got you. So you can see that I was broken.
I mean, nobody's trying to see you cry and shit, but you know.
Cry, because when I do this video, it's gonna be crazy. And I already got the vision already locked in and loaded, so y'all gonna see that too.
Oh, nice, nice.
Part of my method. Stay tuned.
All right, family. We'll talk soon.